Advisory Board at Searchlight Community Center, 200 Mark Orlando Way, Searchlight, Nevada, 89046. On this August 12, 2026, 6 p.m. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phone and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With the 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with disability may be made by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Kathleen Hickman at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 64 Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material also available on the Clark County's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. And a reminder that this meeting tonight is recorded. A video will be posted on YouTube in the next few days. Just search for Searchlight Town Advisory Board, and also an audio recording at the county's website as well. Bronson, can I ask you to just turn these down a hair? We're just getting a little feedback, just a little notch or two. Thank you. Board members, Chair James Allen, Vice Chair Natalie Jeter, Kayla McInnes, Donna Morris, Kyle Myers, Secretary Kathleen Hickman, County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. Thank you, Bronson. Meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And roll call. James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter.
Present.
Kayla McInnes.
Present.
Donna Moore, not present. Kyle Myers.
Present.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. at the end. First item on the agenda, approval of minutes for July 15, 2026 and July 29, 2026. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll motion to approve the minutes for July 15th and July 29th, 2026.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved and passed. Approval of the agenda for August 12, 2026. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Do I have a motion to pass this motion?
Motion to approve the agenda for August 12, 2026.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Informational items. Receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz regarding the back-to-school event that was held in Searchlight and any other updates.
Thank you, Chair. I want to just thank the community for showing up on Friday. We had our back-to-school health and wellness fair. We had about over 60 people attend for Searchlight, which is a really good number. A lot of good resources were given out. A lot of good contacts were made. I know we had our dental screening, and I'm sure they're going to probably set up follow-up appointments, but I just found out yesterday, so I've requested to have the vision van come, which is the full vision screening, everything. That'll be on Friday, September 11th, and it'll be from 8 to 12. I was speaking with Michelle, and she said that would be one of the best days because it's also the USDA distribution day, so it'll be here at the community center from 8 to 12, so it's free to everyone. Please come. This is a new van that we've had that it's similar to the dental van. You walk in, there's glasses that you can pick from, and then they take you back, do your vision and all that. And then after that, we'll set up probably about a month later will be when glasses are made and can be picked up. So we'll probably be here as well. We're also partnering with I reached out to the school, Michelle should help me talk to the school because we want to make sure all the students can get their vision checked. So we'll be coordinating with that to be able to have the students do that as well and get a permission slip to come out. But it's open to the public. Please come 8 to 12. Just let our office know if you have any questions. It's a really great resource to the community. It's an awesome van that will be parked out front here. So that is good. Yes. Did you have a question, David? No. And then I also want to let everyone know we gave out a bunch of backpacks and school supplies, but if any students are needing some supplies or missing a backpack or maybe a backpack broke on the first day of school, just let our office know. We've got some supplies and backups. They're located here, so even during the hours, you can either ask Bronson or Michelle or whoever's here, and we'll definitely be able to provide those because we don't want anyone not to have any backpacks. I know our first responders in Metro and HBO mentioned, I know it's back to school, so please just be aware. There's going to be students walking. Take it slow. Please go through the school zone safely. And I know we have a nice sidewalk that they're walking on, but please be mindful and be aware that school is now in session. So with that, those are all my updates, and let me open your questions.
Any questions from the public? Questions, comments from the board?
Actually, I have a quick one. Has there been any talk about the animal vaccine clinic coming this fall?
Yes, that is a very good question. I'm working with the Animal Foundation to get a date. They've been going back and forth, and they give me one day, then they can't do one date. I will have, for sure, in September, I'll have a date. It most likely will be October. I don't want to give the date that I think it's going to be because it could change, but I think we're looking closer to October. If it changes, I'll be sure to make sure everyone knows. But we'll do the mailers, we'll do all that stuff as well, so that'll be coming back, but thank you for reminding me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other areas of crime concern.
Good evening, I'm Officer Roundy, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. The statistics that I have been provided with show that in July of 2026, there were 42 calls for service. A year ago, in 2025, there was 28, so we have had an increase. However, from last month, June of 2026, or the month prior started, there was 35. So there has been a slight increase just in calls for service in this area. We have issued 7 citations. And as far as like domestic violence related issues, we haven't had any. We did have 2 arrests out of the Searchlight area. And for businesses where calls for service have occurred, we have the Terribles with 5 calls for service, which is an 11.9% increase from June. That's all.
Okay, any comments, questions from the public? From the board? Okay, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol, regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Good afternoon. Excuse me, Sergeant Tim Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol had stats for the last month. We had 430 traffic stops, issued 323 citations. We did conduct investigations on 11 crashes, a little bit for us. Two arrests, one DUI arrest, with all of our other investigators called in contact with 583 total contacts with the department last month. With that, also, the construction out of 95 is going to pick back up at the end of this month. It's slated to go for about 5 weeks. That's going to be repaving the capital on that. So hopefully, for about a couple weeks after that, they'll do the striping around the short term. They'll be done.
Well, that's good news.
It is. Any questions?
Questions from the board? Public? Okay, thank you, Tim. Next informational item, receive a report the Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month. Melissa Vandruff.
Melissa Vandruff,
Justice
Court Clerk's Office, Division of Criminal Justice. For the month of July, we had two Searchlight juvenile citations processed, 139 civil citations, four probable cause processed, two TPOs, and 45 traffic citations processed.
Any questions from the public? Board, questions? All right, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening, Eric Gavin, Las Vegas Valley Water District. Water usage for July 2026 was 5.06 million gallons compared to 5.4 million gallons in July of last year. It's a reduction of about 340,000 gallons. System conditions are stable, no leaks or breaks to report. Customer service can reach out to people. System operators keep monitoring the system, reach out to people if they see anything, do site checks if anything or something going on. There has been a reduction. We're seeing fewer properties on that. So, also a little friendly reminder, if you have an irrigation system, please don't water on Saturday, on Sundays, I'm sorry, please don't water on Sunday. So it kind of gives it an idea of things.
Questions from the public, comments from the board? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of wastewater system and water usage.
Okay, for July 2026, they treated an average of 44,000 gallons a day. In comparison to July 2025, it was 42,000 gallons per day with a difference between the 2 years for a flow increase of 2,000 gallons. There were no sewer service complaints. There were no call before you dig tickets. And in the informational handout, there is a flow comparison chart as well as the annual rates that are established.
Okay, thank you. Next informational item, receive a report from Kelly Lear, Clark County 4-H Camp Alamo Coordinator, regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
I'm not reporting on Devin's stuff, but I'm sure she's around and she's doing stuff in the school. But I'm here to report on camp. That is my new position that I took. I kind of snuck out of here. They needed me for the summer, and so I'm in an even more rural area in Alamo, Nevada. And we had 10 junior high school students attend our teen leadership camp in July. And it's my new office, so I got to see the kids from Laughlin and Searchlight. We kind of reciprocated with what Judge Jeter did last year, is he donated, and then some of the funds were matched, and the community helped, and so we had some kids from Laughlin go to camp. This year, it was Gina Briscoe from Laughlin and the American Legion matched the funds, and so we got to send 10 kids. I just wanted to report on that. My boss wanted me to report on that because it was just a remarkable opportunity, made possible again by the justice of the pieces and the community. Merari went. I know that Caden was supposed to go, but he had something else going on, probably some tropical vacation. But Merari, it was so fun to see her with other great team leaders. They were from Alamo and Logandale and Laughlin and Pahrump, so it was the outlying areas, and she just had a great time. It was a joy to see her interact and kind of showcase her confidence and intelligence, because when she's here, she's very quiet and reserved. She's just on a path to greatness, and I enjoyed reconnecting with her. She had fun with the kids, made friendships. They enjoyed water slides, karaoke, rock climbing, archery, but they learned from classes like Adulting 101 was one of them. Logandale ladies put that on. It was fantastic. Creating personal goals, and they created vision boards for what they want to see in the next few years in high school and beyond. They learned about budgeting, which opened their eyes quite a bit about adulting, and public speaking. They loved that. Seriously, they had to recite a song and look everybody in the eye in the audience as they recited the song, and that started the public speaking. So Merari did. Mary had a little lamb and she nailed it. I also came to check on the shade structure. We've been eagerly anticipating. And I wanted to check on Michelle, our newest bingo size instructor here. She's supposedly doing classes twice a month. And then check on our master gardeners as well. We have all kinds of other people for you in our extension that should be reaching out, but if not, I still have the same contact information. So I have no problem helping out down here. I brought Healthy Aging Living newsletters, which should be coming every single month. And we have a grandparents camp out at Camp Alamo in September. I'm presenting there. They use me quite a bit to talk, since I'm not afraid to do that. And then I'm going to see some of my favorite friends here from Searchlight in October for the Healthy Aging Living one that they have up in Alamo as well. It's a three-day, it's a great gathering. I also need to report to you that my old position will be becoming open in the next 2 weeks. And it's called Lecturer 2, but don't let that scare anybody if you have some good candidates or persons of interest. It is community liaison. It's a teacher. I taught 4-H. I taught bingo sides. I worked in the senior centers. So it's really a jack of all trades, and it's just getting out in the community and seeing what's needed and providing through UNR Extension funding. We're a land-grant university. So if you know anybody, they're really looking for somebody in the southern Clark County region to take that. I miss the Searchlight community. I do try and keep connected through emails and texts. If anybody's interested in camp information, that is my thing. I do residential camps. We do weddings, receptions, family reunions, retreats. I've been going strong for about 4 months. Back-to-back camps. I have a little place up there in rural Alamo. So it's a little apartment, a cottage, and so I stay over there. My husband loves it because he gets time to himself. And we have an open house tomorrow in Alabama, so if any of you find yourself in the neighborhood of Lincoln County, because now I serve a different commissioner, stop by. Kayla, if you and Bill are going to Pioche and you want to stop by, you'll see the building on the 93 as soon as you come in to Alamo. It's a log-like building with a green roof. It's the first thing you see when you're coming in. It's that, and then you see the Sinclair. It's the only two things you'll see in Alamo. So if I would love to give you guys a tour, and I also want to tell you, I have two 4x16 gardens going strong. It's in one of those pictures. I brought pictures of the kids at camp, and the kids have integrated that to camp. They've been taking the radishes out of there and the carrots out of there, and then they cut them up and they put them on the salad bar. We have chefs up there that provide food, and so they're enjoying that. We've released butterflies, and we have a pollinator garden. So all the good stuff from here, I brought up there for underserved kids. That's basically what the camp is for. So if you guys have any questions, I don't know why. I haven't been back yet, but I brought one flyer. So if anybody's interested, I have that. Any questions for me?
Questions from the public or the board? All right, thank you, Kelly. Good to see you again.
See you.
Next item, a receive report from Tyler Young, Searchlight Library. I don't see any representative here tonight. Receive report from Parks and Rec regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. And that noise that we keep hearing pops is probably electrical interference in the air from the lightning.
Ron Zamia with Clark County Parks and Recreation, statistics of July 2026. For Searchlight, we ran 7 programs and had 88 visits. For Cal Navarro, we had the Open Rec with 50 visits for there. For events that we have coming up or new things, so for the Searchlight Youth Center, we have a new, brand new air hockey table for the kids to enjoy and a brand new ping pong table in there as well. I'm working with Devin as well. I believe it's going to start August 20th. Keep an eye out for a flyer. I'm communicating with her right now. A after-school program at the youth center as well to help get the kids a little bit of extracurricular activities after school to help them with more learning processes. And then as well, we have a kids' night out in September 24th that will be held here at the community center. I am partnering with the library and with 4-H for that.
Any question from the public? From the board?
I have one, James.
Yep, go ahead.
Is the youth center open now that school's back in, or is that what you're working with 4-H to figure out for program?
So youth center will continue with the hours that we have set for the summer. So it'll be open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 5. Okay. And then the 4-H will be coming in around, I believe, 3:30 to 4:30 for the Thursday.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Next informational item, I receive a report from Kyle Martyr Myers regarding current road conditions and public works.
I don't have a lot to report this month. The 4 streetlights I reported last month haven't been repaired as of yet, but I'll reach back out to Nevada Energy to get that going. There was some brush cleared from the new sidewalk on Cottonwood Cove Road. And we, Mark and I and Kathleen were talking about getting Clark County out with a street sweeper after today's rains. Other than that, that's all I have to report.
Okay, any questions? Comments from the public, from the board? All right, thank you. Next item, review previous fiscal year budget requests and take public input regarding requests for the next fiscal year, fiscal budget.
James, I'll kind of jump in here. So I know we, Tammy used to have it. We're still trying to find where it was saved, but so Kyle has the last one and we'll get this to the board. It's essentially a wish list. To have the board decide stuff that they want to see enhance their township. Normally what I also say is that please reach out to me if there's stuff that needs to be done, because a lot of times we can do it just through the commissioner's office and through our department. But essentially what it is a list of items that would like to be improved in the community, and then what happens is it's submitted, ranked, and then I reach out to our 38 county departments and let them know. I know in this one we've had like speed radar signs before to pave around Searchlight Park, other things that come up. So this is almost like just an introduction of it tonight, and then next month we'll kind of, the board can, we'll probably take feedback from the community. So I say at this time that if you can talk about it now, but if you have ideas and you want to email the board or email our office and kind of include it, the board will be the ultimate one that makes the decision of what's on the list. And then we kind of do, I think, next month we talk about it, and then the final and following month we finalize it. There is no real budget for town boards. However, these are things that then we give to departments that say public works will be like, well, let's add it to our capital improvement plan that might be 5 years out. So that's why I always say, like, I take a lot of these and see if we can maybe do them sooner, but also we kind of put them on their radar as well. So it's not like done right away. You might see some that have been on here for several years. That's kind of how it works. But I don't know if anyone on the board wants to say anything about it as well. I know everyone, I think, on this board has completed one or two of them, or maybe five or ten of them. So that's, I just want to give that notion about it.
Okay, thanks, Mark. I do want to say, I think we need some different microphones, some newer ones. The problem with these wireless ones is they use what we call an unlicensed frequency. And what that means, it can pick up interference from anywhere. So if there's a public emergency, this is going to be blown out in favor of the first responder. Or a cell phone frequency could blow it out as well. So there's a lot of, every few years you just have to replace it. We're getting more even interference from the atmosphere, those kind of things. And really the soundboard and the amp and the speakers are fine, but these should be really replaced because it's becoming difficult sometimes. And also I think for safety, these stands they're broken really, and they aren't safely can go up any higher, and poor Michelle has to come over here sometime, and it's really a challenge for her sometimes to get these set up. Okay. So I'm throwing that out there right now, so if anyone else has
We have had that the community center sound system on there for the last several years. It's true. With these budget requests, it's usually getting one or two, maybe accomplished a year. So, but maybe Mark can look into administrative services and maybe help us find a solution to that one.
Probably for $500,000. Probably for, I would guesstimate, maybe $5,000 or less for some, no more than that, I would imagine, for these speakers, stands, and some microphones, but would be helpful, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, and those are perfect things that we can kind of, and I know Kyle's mentioned it's been on there a lot, and like it helps because then we kind of keep on reminding them, like, this is needed. So that helps, and I'll kind of approach it both ways of using this and also using just going straight to them and say, how can we get a quick fix or a fix of it? So yeah. And I'll talk with Parks and Rec because I know it is technically their building, and they can kind of like push it all together. So.
And if they need some encouragement, say, well, listen to this meeting tonight.
So then next month, we'll kind of play around with what we want to add and remove from this year's requests and then finalize the following month.
Yep, so I'll put it on the board to email Kathleen and myself. We'll kind of like make the list, and at that point, you can either move stuff, add stuff publicly as well, and then also we'll do the ranking, I believe. So. Yeah, and like I said, the public, if you have any things, please, you can talk about now, but you could also email or reach out or just talk to your community and let them know what you're thinking, and then they ultimately have a decision in making the list. So, and if I miss anything.
No?
Okay, moving along, planning and zoning, none, general business, none. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments limited to 3 minutes, please step up to the podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote.
All right. Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name is Judge Chris Jeter, Church Light Justice Court. Good to see you guys again. Good to be here. I'm not here every month, but I've got to make sure that this is not political arena for me sometimes. So, but when I do come here, bearing good news. So a couple things here first, Kayla. Can I just congratulations?
Yes.
In order?
Yes.
Did I hear correctly?
You heard correctly.
You want to tell the
Christmas.
Well, Christmas?
Christmas baby this year.
You know the gender?
It's a girl.
It's a little girl?
It's a girl.
So this will be the first child born in Searchlight. Does anybody know?
I'm not sure. Mine was 10 years ago. I'm sure there's been a couple more.
Well, we have two coming this year, right?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. So greetings again. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I have some friends here with me today, and I think it's very important. that we as a community try to embrace them, and I also add them to my my drug court and get that started next week. But I had the opportunity to meet some very important people today that have some very, very good resources for Searchlight. And I guess the whole southern part of Nevada, including Hawthorne as well, I understand?
All of Nevada.
All of Nevada. And so they actually brought a mapped mobile vehicle, which is a medication-assisted treatment vehicle, to the courthouse today and have an opportunity to kind of go through it and ask a lot of questions about it. But I think it's probably more proper for the leaders of this organization to come up here and kind of talk about it a little bit. But we do have people in our community that have addiction problems, you know, whether they want to admit it or not, or whether they're too embarrassed to go to help. But they're here for you. I'm going to let them come up right now. I have Leo and Angelina, all right, from West Care.
So I'm Angelina. I actually come from the Arizona side, but I also service Laughlin and Searchlight. I'm actually a mobile advocate, so I work closely with the Metro Police Department. I work with the Highway Patrol. I do all the advocacy. So there's a domestic violence, there's a crisis, mental health crisis. If it's a senior crisis, I'm the one that gets called out 24/7 to come out and help them with whatever that they need help with. So a little bit about West Care is, we're behavioral health and treatment on the Arizona side, but we also are based out of Nevada. So if you guys see me out here, I'm more than likely out here on either an advocacy call or something that the courts need me for, or out here assisting somebody with a need. I've been called out here 6 times since taking this position in October. It was a couple senior citizen calls. I've been out here on 1 DV call, and then a couple other times it was for addiction. So we were able to place them into our treatment center, detox them, treatment center, and then with West Care Arizona, we have 5 sober livings that I oversee. I'm also on all of the courts in Arizona, so I work with all the adult recovery courts, treatment courts, health and wellness court, women and children's housing. So we have a lot of services that we offer, and being that Nevada is our health, like our, what do you call it, our base. Now that we're in Arizona, and then I brought my friend here today that's going to talk about our mobile map service is going to be provided here today in Searchlight and all of the areas that you guys need services provided for. So again, I'm Angelina. I did put cards and my brochures on there, so please take my card. All of Metro has all of my information so they know how to contact me, but if you or see somebody that's in crisis or needs a crisis, please don't hesitate to give them my card or my information because I am a mobile advocate and I do service this area.
Good evening, Advisory Board, General Public. My name is Leo Magardichian, M-A-G-R-D-I-C-H-I-A-N. Address is in Las Vegas, 6110 Grand Teton Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89131. I have the privilege of serving this community and all of Nevada, for that matter, now in my role as the Vice President of Operations for West Care Nevada. We started here, we're in our 54th year. We have now expanded to not just Arizona, but to 18 other states across the country. We are now in the Pacific Islands. We are also in the Caribbean. We are consulting in Argentina, so that means soon we'll be in Argentina as well. But it all started here 54 years ago, 1973 to be exact. We are working with the state and CASAT. CASAT stands for the Center for Application of Substance Abuse Technology. And what they did, based on some of the opioid settlement dollars, if you've heard about any about the settlement dollars for the opioid crisis on the news, they provided us a mobile mapped unit. So it's a Matmobile that makes me Matman, and I won't do the Batman catch phrase, but that's kind of who I am. What we're able to do is we chose six of the southern counties, the rural counties in Nevada. So we have rural Clark, we have Lincoln, we have Mineral, we have White Pine, and we also have Esmeralda. This Matmobile will go around, it'll have a counselor, it has a community health worker who Your Honor met today. We will also have a nurse, a registered nurse, and the ability to do any type of prescribing when it comes to medication-assisted treatment. The unit has a Starlink on it, so we can do everything virtual, or we'll have people come around and park the vehicle. It's offered here, and what I want you to understand is Nevada is my responsibility. We don't want to come, I don't want to come here to Searchlight and say, hey, this is what we're going to give you. The vehicle, based on the funding, is we do need to provide MAT services, but it's not for everybody. So what we also have the ability to do is conduct a thorough biopsychosocial assessment. We can do a mental health assessment, and then we can provide people different levels of treatment, even if the vehicle has to take people into Vegas to do some residential care. In Nevada, we offer a full continuum of care that's residential, intensive outpatient, partial hospitalization, and outpatient services. So if there's anybody that needs help, this vehicle will put, we will have a schedule. The vehicle will be able to come, maybe even park in this parking lot if we're allowed to provide these services to individuals that are wonderful individuals that might have some issues related to addiction or might need some other medical or mental health services we'll be able to provide, and then we'll be able to hook them up via telehealth to continue to do those services. If anybody has any questions, if not, I think that's it. Thank you for allowing me to come and share.
Just real quick, so all this is private, so this is not a violation of HIPAA, this all follows the HIPAA laws, correct?
It does follow the HIPAA law, so everything that we do is going to protect someone's confidentiality. The tough thing about it is if there's a vehicle parked somewhere, you know, people have to walk into the vehicle or not. But since we're offering more than just treatment services, people can come up and ask some questions, and if we can't provide the service based on what we do, I will figure out a way to make sure that we can. Okay, based on the needs of the communities that we're going to, because like I said, all the different counties we're hitting, Pioche and Caliente and Hawthorne and Ely and Pahrump and Tonopah. So what we'll end up doing is based on the need of the community, and I know this is a rather small community, but if the need is greater, then we'll come out here as often as we need to. That could be once a week, that could be once a month, whatever that turns out. Whatever it is that this community needs from us, WestCare is here to provide it, and like I said, there are some individuals that will require a residential level of care based on their assessment. We'll take them into Vegas. We have programs for men, women with children, women without their children, and then we can provide those services, and then, you know, at least for a month, 30 days is typical, and then we can bring them back to the community and they can continue in an outpatient setting. I think that's it. I will leave a few of these folders that also has our state overview, and it has our newsletter that we put out, so you can kind of see some of the real good work that we're doing, and I'll put my business cards on the table as well. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, and God bless.
Any questions from the board? The public?
We can't do questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. And for Kelly, just to let you know, anytime you need a donation, please come to me. I always have to be Geno's.
Friendly competition.
My family's here for you as well.
Thank you.
So is Kevin. So anyway, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. Caleb, congratulations again. Look forward to it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Take care, folks.
Judy Gundorf, B-U-N-D-O-R-F, Henderson and Grandpa's Road. Here's an update for Friends of Biquame. We've been busy. Friday, August 28th, we'll be hosting a night hike in a Biquame National Monument. Meet at the Denny's parking lot in Switchlight at 7 p.m. and head out to explore one of the beautiful trails near Walking Box Ranch. This is a wonderful opportunity to experience the Mojave Desert after dark. As the sun sets and the moon rises, we'll enjoy cooler temperatures, the sounds of the evening, and a completely different perspective on this incredible landscape. And of course, there will be opportunities for those interested in night photography to capture the desert under the near full moon. Our next event at the ranch is Saturday, September 5th, we'll be at Walking Box Ranch for a special screening of the documentary, The Great Depletion, a film that explores one of the Southwest's most precious and increasingly important resources, water. The event will begin at 9 a.m. with a tour of the ranch house, followed by the film screening. The film takes viewers on a journey through the Las Vegas Valley and examines how water shapes our local ecology and wildlife. We hope you'll join us for this important and thought-provoking film. After the film, we'll have a Q&A session with the filmmaker. And I think Patrick Donnelly of Nature Conservancy is one of the filmmakers, and I believe the person who has been that worked for Audubon is also involved. Can't think of his name right now. Finally, we want to take a moment to thank everyone who joined us for our astronomy campout at Walking Box with the Las Vegas Astronomical Society on August 8th. We had approximately 65 people come out to Walking Box to experience the incredible desert night sky. It was a wonderful evening of astronomy, community, and exploring the night sky. Participants enjoyed presentations, telescope viewing, the campfire, and s'mores. We're so grateful for everyone who participated and helped make the campout such a success. We hope to see you at the upcoming events at Walking Box and throughout the Abikume National Monument. I think you can go to our website and register for that film on September 5th. There's no charge, but that gives us an idea of how many people are coming. So, any questions?
Thank you, Judy.
Hello, my name is Denise Daniels Fanning, F-A-N-N-I-N-G, and I'm in Henderson, in Anthem. My address is 2733 Rosen Hardy Drive. And I'm out here because I'm a candidate for Assembly District 23, and I'm out here to kind of listen and learn, get to know everybody, see what the issues are. I'm also really excited to know how to pronounce Abikume. I've been like looking at a little flyer I got when I was going through, so that's really cool. And I have to say I'm delighted. I've been sitting here listening, and it just seems like there's so much going on in Searchlight. And I hope you'll come and introduce yourself to me. I'll put some flyers out there, and I have my business cards. But my background is that I've lived here about 20 years. Prior to that, I worked in the film business and television commercials, so that was my career. And then I came here, raised a son, Boy Scouts. Somebody was talking about camping. I forgot. Something triggered when they said that. But anyway, then my latest thing was working in the Lieutenant Governor's Office of Small Business Advocacy. So that can be very familiar with the state and all the things that people go through to get their businesses. So I'm very familiar, and we went up to legislature to, you know, advocate for a few things. So I've got that kind of experience too. So anyway, it's great. Thanks for letting me be here and welcoming me. And please reach out. I hope to be your assemblywoman. It's a big district. It goes from that part of Anthem, it's brought it over to Boulder City and all the way down to Laughlin. So you probably already know that. But anyway, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments from the public? Okay, our next meeting date is September 9, 2026. Meeting is adjourned.